Another thing that really stands out to me is this moment in 2012 when John McCain really came to your defense and said that you were an honorable woman, a dedicated American, and a loyal public servant. I remember that moment so well because, you know, it was part of this, like, ugly smear campaign where people were implying all these ridiculous ties about your family and the Muslim Brotherhood, and it was really a low in our partisan politics, you know, and for me, it was just personally, like, seemed like something that was a really painful moment. Can you talk about what it's like being the most visible, like, Muslim woman in U.S. politics?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, you're making me emotional even thinking about that. You know, at the time when that, you know, that list became public, and I should note that it wasn't just myself. There were other, you know, well-known Muslim Americans in government who were put on that list. And I think that my initial reaction, I confess, was complete and utter shock. I couldn't even wrap my head around the charges. And I think what Senator McCain did for which I will forever be grateful, and I have to say that I felt exactly the same way about our president, President Obama, who then there was an Eid reception at the White House, and, you know, he also stood up for Muslim Americans, including myself, who had been sort of labeled in a way that was so upsetting. And I think the thing that upset me the most was how upset my family was. And I kind of get up every day and I work in politics. You get to a point where you're used to, you know, there sometimes being these, you know, barbs thrown at you or negative insinuations thrown at you. And I think for many of us who are in that position, you can sort of steel yourself and not think about it and just get up and do your job. I think when your families are involved, it's a little bit harder. I think the hardest thing for me in this whole situation was the effect it had on my family and just the amount of pain that it had on my mother and my father, who's, you know, not even alive to be able to defend himself. It was, to me, that was the hardest part. What my siblings had to endure, what my mother had to endure. And I think what Senator McCain did shows what's great about our country, which is, you know, you have people who stand up and say what they believe, even if it's not the most politically popular thing to do. But I'm hoping that that's part of the past, and I, you know, and me and other Muslim Americans don't have to move forward in this country having to worry about things like that, which is, again, something that really motivates me to work for this particular Democrat, because I think the dialogue on the other side has become increasingly scary.